Morning Ireland, 13 minutes past seven, and then there were three. The posters are up. The campaign is officially on. Catherine Connolly, Jim Gavin or Heather Humphreys will be the next President of Ireland. Maria Steen won't. Paul Cunningham is RT's political correspondent. He's with us now. Paul, this time yesterday, Senator Aubrey McCarthy was telling Mary he was going to bring Maria Steen to within two nominations of the election, but she didn't get any further. Why did no one else back her?
Yeah, that's right. Gavin Aubrey McCarthy had brought her support to 18 TDs and senators, and she needed the support from 20 Oireachtas members. So, as you said, a gap of two. The focus was on independents coming in behind her because the bigger parties had already declared their support. So Fianna Fáil was for Jim Gavin, Fine Gael for Heather Humphreys. And then on the left, Sinn Féin, Labour, the Social Democrats, Greens, People Before Profit, Solidarity, were all backing Catherine Connolly. So part of the calculation seemed to be that independents would support independents. But we have to remember they're not a party like Independent Ireland, and they don't all follow and think the same way. Another calculation seemed to be that because Independent Senator Michael McDougall had been on the same side as Maria Steen in the family and care referendums, the successful side, and that they're like-minded, and therefore that they would, he and others would roll in behind her, and that seems to be a miscalculation. So time ticked on, time ran out, and Ms Steen is out of the race.
What's been the fallout, Paul?
Well, there's been lots of recrimination online from supporters of Ms Steen. That's not to say that she's directed in any way. Lots of bile online directed at independent senators Mike McDougall, Victor Boyan, Gerard Crockwell. And we wait to see if they want to give an account of that campaign. They haven't spoken just yet. Some, like Independent Ireland, have been calling for reform of the nomination rules when it comes to presidential elections, maybe involving MEPs as well as TDs and senators, with view to trying to make it easier to get a person onto the ballot paper and make it fairer, as they argue. But that's pretty much for the future. It makes no difference today. We've got three candidates in the presidential election.
So, a three-way contest. What did we learn about the candidates on day one?
Well, on day one, the media attention is immediate. And so they were grilled separately on RT's Drive Time programme. And expect more of the same because the TV debates start on Monday on Virgin Media, and between now and then, even more radio grillings. But on Drive Time, Catherine Connolly was talking about being elected as the first woman last count. Corlett in the Doyle demonstrates her ability to attract votes from across the political spectrum. Jim Gavin was saying he'll not be directing his supporters to give their second preference to the Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphrey. He's focused on his own campaign. Heather Humphreys saying that housing supply and the housing crisis is the biggest challenge facing the country, but she stopped short of going as far as the incumbent, Michael D. Higgins, to describe it as a disaster. So, you know, fairly familiar territory. Expect more of the same.
Long way to go, but it's a bit dull so far, isn't it?
I think it's unlikely to change all that much. There's going to be a lot of scrutiny, an awful lot of debates. But I suppose that's part of the process, is that as these candidates move forward, that the audience is going to become more connected to the campaign, more familiar with them. So there might be the same questions being asked, but I think that's part of the process over the next 4 weeks. People are getting to know the candidates to such a level that they feel comfortable about voting one way or the other.
Right, that election is 4 weeks tomorrow. The budget is only 11 days away, and we'll be talking about it more later. Has the budget been overshadowed by the election so far?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what's happened. I mean, it is a big moment for the government. It's talking about taking corrective measures like axing universal electricity credits at a time prices are going up. It's trying to reel in overspending departments. It says there'll be more targeted measures coming in, but there's considerable concern from analysts about the size of this budget. As our economics editor, David Murphy, has been reporting, the government has been warned of the danger of overheating the economy by 9.4 billion euro spending increase by the Economic, Social and Research Institute. That follows on from the central bank. We've also heard from the Fiscal Advisory Council saying the same thing. I mean, there's concern on government backbenchers or government backbenches that the VAT cuts for hospitality is going to gobble up so much cash, and that voters are not going to be getting more than at a time when they might need it. So there's concern there within government, outside of government, and I think the budget is now going to take over in the next sort of, you know, 2 weeks is the big ticket item.
Yeah, not an awful lot of indication yesterday from the finance minister at the Oireachtas Budget Oversight Committee at another committee room, giving even less away than Pascal Donoghue. The FAI, tell us more.
Well, the FAI had asked the committee last Friday to defer attending, saying they're concerned about the scope of the inquiry. There'll be the intervention of the Minister for Sport over the weekend, and he had said that this is a body which is being paid for by the state, and guess what? They should be in before the Oireachtas Committee. So that's what happened. And the FAI did come in, and the chair of that committee, Labour's Alan Kelly, said he didn't. He was basically upset. He said that the FAI hadn't answered the committee's questions. He was questioning the intentions of the FAI had questioned the intentions of the committee, and this was bizarre. So it was one of those awkward committee hearings in which you have an entity coming in which has got a sort of a stock position that it doesn't want to give very much away. The committee wanting to hear everything. And so it was one of those stop-start committee hearings. It was pretty uncomfortable listening.
Paul, thank you. And on the budget, we'll hear from the ESRI a little later in the programme, almost 7:20 now.